Everybody, and welcome back to TLB Talk Radio. And this is episode number 63. Yeah, we are getting up there. And the title of today's show is Choreographed Global Abuse. Yeah, I know. Again, Choreographed Global Abuse. And this is a show for Sunday, April 23rd, 2023. So we've got a 23-23 matched up here today. I don't know. Somehow that seems like it's probably going to be good luck or something. Anyway, hello and welcome back to TLB Talk Radio. One more time, title of the show, Choreographed Global Abuse. I would like to let you know that the platform that you're listening to me on, as if you already didn't know, is Republic Broadcasting Network. A very good friend of mine, a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project, and someone we work with on a continuous basis. and we're proud to do so. The shows that I get to do, the shows that I get to guest on from other hosts on RBN, they all have a good, unique word to put out. It might not be something for everybody, and everybody has a different taste and a different interest. But the spectrum is covered, and it's done so in a compassionate and a passionate fashion. So, yeah, spread the word about RBN around to your friends. And am I getting paid for this? Is this a commercial? No, it isn't. I started this off by saying that I pretty much considered RBN to be a partner. John Stadtmiller, who founded and ran RBN up until his demise not too long ago, was a good friend of the Liberty Beacon Projects, a personal friend of mine, and somebody who helped us put TLB Talk together, which the show is named after. John was the media director for TLB Talk. All right, so as usual, before I get started, I would like to once again say that RBN is a platform that needs to be supported, just like TLB Talk. But I'm talking to you on RBN right now, so let's talk about RBN. Whatever you can send them to help them keep their doors open helps your education to continue. The things you need to know, the things that you're not going to hear from your government or today, most likely from your teachers either. Now, giving RBN a donation is a great thing, and I strongly recommend you do that. I really do, just as strongly as I recommend you do it for TLB Talk. But if you're one of those people who does a spot donation, you do one here, maybe two or three weeks later you'll do one there, maybe a month later you'll do one here, maybe a week after that you'll do one, but you never actually know for sure. That translates right over to RBN as well. They never really know for sure. Now, what I'm suggesting, and you've probably all heard me say this before, but please consider it, is that you consider how much you figure you donate over the course of the year. Let's say it's, I don't know, $500. Take 500, divide it by 12. The next time you go in to make a donation, click the button that says make this a reoccurring donation and put that number in you got. You're not actually spending a penny more than you were, but what you've done is you've given them the confidence to move forward with things because they know they have a predetermined amount of funds coming in each month. It's great if you give them $50 now and $10 2 months from now and then $100 3 weeks after that, whatever. That's great. But how do you plan a budget? How do you get additional services? How do you expand your services? How do you modernize your services? If you haven't got a clue exactly how much is coming in the door each week or each month. So again, consider doing a reoccurring donation. And that will help RBN to help you have a better listening experience. And thank you for that time. All right. So I would also like to say thank you to Shake and Wake Radio, which is run and owned by Annie. And Annie is a very good friend of mine. I have been working with her for at least 10 years or more. And also, I would like to say thank you to Steve Roberts, who is my co-host on Eagle's Eye Report, and that's on Annie's network, Shake and Wake, every, and while she replays this show, actually, on her network every Thursday, and I have a live show on her network every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Central, and that's called Eagle's Eye Report. Yes, I do get around. I also do a couple of blog posts. I also write at least 3 or 4 articles a week. I run 6 websites and a social media website, which is more of a royal pain in the rump than just about any of you can imagine. Do I want it to grow? Absolutely. But every time I think that, I also realize that my nightmares are going to grow with it. But if we can use that as a mechanism to get the word out, the good word, the right word, what people should be hearing, what's good for them and their children. This is what we're going to do. And remember, RBN has a presence over there too, so go and say hi to them. And also remember that the founder of RBN was my partner on UTLV talk. He was the media director. Okay, let's continue. I'm going to say something here that everybody's heard almost every show, except I think maybe a half a dozen since I started these 63 episodes ago. And that is, I have way too much information today. I cannot take calls. Again, nobody out there is at fault. My fault, I should have taken a two-hour venue. I didn't. I took a one-hour venue, and I really didn't have the time for a two-hour venue, but now I understand why it would have been better. But I didn't, and I apologize. But I will also tell you again, anybody who has a question or a comment, this show gets published every single Monday on the LibertyBeacon.com, our flagship website. And you can go there and put comments on it to your heart's content, and I will personally address them. So, excuse me, as I say, every time I get ready to do a show, it seems that my throat and my sinuses decide to act up. I think it's psychosomatic. Yes, I said that intentionally. Let's get into the topic for today. Again, TLB Talk Radio, choreographed global abuse. Let's go through a few talking points, and then, yes, I will be using an article. I always like to grab an article that shows you that I'm not just grasping at straws with the things I've been saying over the past 12 or 14 years. No. And when other people who I consider credible, and if you would look them up and read some of their articles, you would also consider them credible, are saying the things I'm saying or taking them to the next level, it becomes incumbent upon me to make that information available to you. Today's information, additional information, comes from Lori Wintz, and I will let you know when we jump into Lori's information, because that is the respectful thing to do. All right. Choreographed global abuse. First off, why do I use the word choreographed with the word abuse in my title? How many of you think that COVID-19 was spontaneous? How many of you think that the things repeated all across the planet at almost the same time, like everybody was kind of reading from the same script, just happened? Yeah. How many of you have heard of scenarios that were run at least a year prior to this that some say were in preparation for this? What? Come on. Roger, you're joking. No. When I use the word choreographed, I absolutely 100% mean it. The horror, the terror, the financial ruination, the suicide, the death that we have seen in unparalleled numbers in the last 3 years was planned. And I know most of you who would even be listening to my shows believe that. You do, at least to some extent. But doesn't it make you feel better when a few years later you can actually look back, hindsight 2020, and see the clues, I don't know, starting to see some daylight? Maybe Toto's finally pulling that curtain back to expose the evil wizard? Why do I use choreograph? I told you. Why do I use the word abuse? Choreograph global abuse. Gee, didn't I mention that? How many people have died as a direct or indirect result of the COVID jabs? Don't be fooled. It's in the millions. How many will be permanently damaged for life? It's estimated to be well over a billion. How many economies have crashed and burned? How many families have gone bankrupt? Should I go on? So if this was choreographed, what other word would you use to describe using choreographed terror against you, me, and the rest of the global population. Would you call that abuse? Because I sure as the hell would, and I did. Choreographed global abuse. Not a joke, not an exaggeration. The biggest choreographed global abuse in the history of humanity.
Well, gee, Roger, you're overblowing that.
Am I? When's the last time a global scenario affected 8.5 billion people? Please tell me. Because if you could show me a bigger scenario that affected this globe, affected, okay, in any way, shape, or form, but to this one thing, COVID-19, show me anyone, and you know it's coming. I'm going to kiss your naked butt on Broadway at high noon and let you sell tickets. It doesn't exist.
This is the biggest, baddest, best thing. And the elites are all shaking hands. They're all patting themselves on the back. They're all like, this is going better than we ever thought. There are chinks in their armor, and we're going to be doing shows on that. And there may even end up by being some Nuremberg-style trials.
But the thing of it is, when you get into a situation like this, what you find out is that the people at the very top of the structure will find ways for those who are still considered to be in the upper ranks, but in the very low level of the upper ranks. In other words, the ho-hum of the elite. And you will start to see them fall. You will start to see them sacrificed and in ever-increasing numbers. I believe that's inevitable. But let's get into a little bit more of choreographed global abuse, because that 2020 hindsight works damn well. And Toto, I think, must have had a good lunch, because he's really starting to pull that curtain back now. Too many of us can finally step back. Too many of us for their liking, from the COVID nightmare, and work at putting all the pieces together. Pieces of the tyranny and disasters that were a part of our everyday lives for the last several years and counting. I need to tell everybody out there, when they tell you when this is over, everything go back to normal, that's the biggest lie you're being told over and over again. Every time there is a disaster and you lose your rights, you have lost them long enough to be very uncomfortable with the fact that you can't do the things you used to do. So now all of a sudden the scenario is over. The disaster is over. And everything seems to go back to normal. The problem here is, if I take away rights, okay, 100% of what I've taken away needs to be returned. It never is. About 90% is returned. And via slight shading in the lettering of bills and laws as a result of whatever the emergency was, you end up by getting between 80 and 90% of your original rights back. Enough for you to feel, oh my God, it's good for everything to be normal again. Now imagine that over 100 years. Please. And everybody wonders why what we are supposed to have as governance in this country doesn't look anything like what we actually have. Okay? Again, this has all been going on for the last several years at a level this globe has never seen. Today, just about anybody breathing knows how it feels to live in a world where you are manipulated via fear and abuse on a daily basis.
and for several years running. Well, why? What could the end game possibly be?
Well, here goes Roger with his famous, or maybe infamous, line right now. This has been something that I, at the Liberty Beacon Project, and a lot of those phenomenal writers and contributors who put their stuff on our websites have been stating over and over again. But I have turned it into 2 points. In order for the elites, which is exactly the focal point of all of this, to take complete control of humanity, which everybody who does anything along the lines of watching a show like this has got to have an idea about what I'm talking about, there are 2 vital issues that must be taken care of. One, you need to either totally de-strengthen, not even a word, but you understand, or take all of the oomph out of every local governance, so they no longer have the power they did, and they answer to a higher power. Who is that higher power? That is your global governance. Okay? That is the global elites. That's the first thing. You have to demoralize, weaken, or destroy global governance across the governance for each one of our sovereign nations to the point where global governance is accepted. And you have to delete a vast portion of humanity because 8.5 billion people do not fit into the elite's plans and are far too cumbersome to control, at least effectively. So, what are we looking at? But we're going to put some pieces together today. And I think, again, hindsight being 2020, that we're going to get more information and we're going to be able to put the pieces together in a better fashion. Today, I don't know. Look, as many of you are aware, I and the Liberty Beacon Project have been reporting on every aspect of this scamdemic, not a mistake, we could possibly lock onto, whenever we could lock onto it. And what we are seeing today backs up just about every bit of information we had as an opinion. Now, why do I say that? Because we couldn't prove it. But if they're doing this over here and they're doing that over there and they're saying this over here, the only possible end result can be this. The very good thing about hindsight being 2020 is that now we can look back and say we called that right. Is this a pat on the back? No, it isn't. What it is strengthening our resolve in the fact that maybe we've got the scenario right. So maybe it will help us to move into the future. And that is what Lori Winks is going to help us do today. Today, I will present more such information from Lori's article, but again, along with my input. And the theme of a backwards look at a long-running global scenario. One, okay, that, I don't know, is full of abuse, choreographed abuse. I'm going to tell you that the article I'm going to be taking pieces from that Lori wrote is titled, and you will have a direct link to this article. I wish for everyone to read it. There's no way in hell I'm going to get it all on this show. I'm going to be taking the most, when it comes to the government, egregious, and when it comes to Lori, the most mind-bending pieces. She titled her article, Open Letter to an Emotionally Abused World. Again, you're going to get about 20 to 25% of this. I strongly recommend you read it. Now, if I drove into you how important a title was when I started out my part and my, you know, thoughts prior to presenting Lori's article and, of course, my thoughts in while I am presenting her article,
is the fact that, look, she is looking at the entire scenario. You don't say an emotionally abused world before it happens. If you're going to say, with some emphasis, which she does, and if she's right, she's absolutely right, an emotionally abused world, something had to already have happened to cause abuse and an emotional uprising or stirring within you. So she's obviously talking about, what have we seen? Okay. Everybody here, everybody breathing, knows how I feel about this. Let's find out exactly how Lori feels about this. And believe me, I have no problems presenting this lady. And I've got probably about 2.5 to 3 minutes until the break. And I'm going to tell you what, I am going to at least start with this. And I know it's going to shut me off rather quickly, but hold on 1 second. All right. I'm not going to, because I'm looking at the first part of her article and it's telling me that I can't start that up and stop it off. But what I can do is continue with what I started to give you. And that is, if you take a look at everything that has gone on up until this point, if you take a look at the portion of the global population that has been affected, if you take a look at the fact that vaccines take between 10 and 15 years, okay, to be perfected and made available to the public, this one was done in 6 months. We were told that's a lie. If you take a look at all of this, it screams in your face that this is choreographed. There's no way around that. As a matter of fact, if you stop to consider, several of these high muckety mucks in Washington, D.C. have been asked if some of this was choreographed prior to the actual emergency. They refuse to answer the questions, or they dismiss it as something that is too stupid to even address. This is what we're looking at. Do we know, can we see because of hindsight 2020, that a lot of this stuff was too well choreographed to be an oops? When 196 countries do something within days of each other, when the exact same product is utilized across an entire planet, when the same laws, rules, and restrictions are applied to 8.5 billion people, damn near, there are some areas on the planet that had a little bit more brains and sense than, say, America did. This was all set up to go. I have told you over and over again, the elites wish to control the planet. In order to do it, you need a disaster that affects the entire planet. Welcome, COVID-19. The question I have is, if COVID-19 was half as deadly as anybody said it was, how come billions aren't dead? And of the millions they told you are dead from COVID, how many actually are now that we have the 2020 hindsight? We'll be back.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking.
Well, I will, and I seem to always do. Look, I just found out about something, so I'm going to take about 2 minutes, and I'm going to relay it over to you. As a matter of fact, I was talking to the producer today,
And he told me that RBN is working with a company called Wild Pastures. And it is a member discount club dedicated to bringing members the highest quality pasture-raised domestic meat, at the best possible prices. They're committed to making better meats available and affordable to everybody. This means something to me, okay, because I am not somebody who's into GMO. I am not some – well, anyway – our animals are 100% pasture-raised by family farmers right here in the USA using rotational grazing practices on pastures free from pesticides and herbicides. As a result, we have healthy and happy animals. As a Wild Pastures member, you can receive the lowest prices possible on the highest quality meat delivered to your doorstep every month. If you don't want a membership, they will offer you one-time deliveries without being locked into any subscription. Wild Pastures works with highly principled farmers in the USA raising their animals on lush pastures the way nature intended. Our farmers value raising healthy animals, healthy, happy animals, in a way that is humane, sustainable, and protects and restores the environment. I got to tell you something. I don't care if you are a conservative. I don't care if you are a liberal. What I just read should mean something to you. It meant something to me. It meant enough for me to give up a couple of minutes of this show, because if you're going to give me healthy beef that's not going to come loaded down with all types of chemicals and is not going to have been locked into a head stall — I grew up on a dairy farm — for its entire life penned up, I mean, this just to me put a smile on my face. So yes, Sam, I want to appreciate you passing that over to me. Look, what RBN needs you to do is go to the Wild Pastures banner on their homepage, republicbroadcasting.org. Do that, all right? If you want to see cows smile, give me a break. Let them live a decent life. We know how they're going to end up, but I would much rather eat a cow that spent most of its life whistling than a cow that spent most of its life cursing. Okay, now I'm going to get back to the show. To me, anything that's worth saying, it doesn't matter when you say it, okay? All right, we're going on to what Lori Weems and I have to say, because I will be, you all know, mixing some of my stuff in with hers. And hers is open letter to an emotionally abused world. Now, she starts this off as if you're in a counselor's office, okay, which I find to be just extremely cool. It starts off with, can we talk? This is a line therapists suggest we use to open conversations with someone we're concerned about. So here goes. In other words, this is the way they open conversations with their patients. I'm worried that you're in an emotionally abusive relationship. I know you think you're okay. It's not that bad. But I've watched you change over the past 3 years. And you've been lied to. You've been manipulated and mistreated by people you thought you could trust. Because I really care about you and want us all to be part of a healthy community, I'm asking you to please take the following short assessment. Here's where it's time to listen up, people. Because what she put together screams volumes. And it's barely 250 words. So let's go over. So remember, this is a therapist talking to a patient whom, this person believes has been abused and set down the prereqs for that belief. Now, she says, I'm asking you to please take the following short self-assessment. And this is it, word for word. COVID-19 response self-assessment. Everybody listen and to think how you would answer this, okay? Let's go. Answer the following statements with a yes, no, or sometimes. It says, why N, or S. And this article will be included in the article that gets published tomorrow, so you can take it and have your own fun with it. Okay, so answer the following questions, yes, no, or sometimes. I wear a mask when I'm in public to keep myself and others safe. I took the COVID shot to protect my loved ones and the vulnerable. When I'm out in public, I physically distance myself from people I don't know. At least once in the past year, I've stayed home from an event to avoid getting COVID. Mark the following statements as true or false. The lockdowns and restrictions were necessary to slow the spread. Well, I'm going to throw one in there right now. Scientists across the planet were screaming, it's a bunch of crap. So that would be a false. The lockdowns and restrictions were necessary to slow the spread. That was the first one. Second one, I'm so grateful I got the vaccine so that when I get COVID, it can be a milder case. Some mistakes were made, but our government and public health leaders did their best because SARS-CoV-2 was a completely new virus that no one knew what to do about. Number four, the Centers for Disease Control's main focus, the CDC's main focus, is to keep us safe from disease. I'm sorry, I almost choked on that. The Food and Drug Administration does rigorous testing to assure drug safety. I don't know if I'm going to survive this. To avoid misinformation or important issues, information is best found through government websites and established mainstream media channels. I'm sorry. Next one. When entering public spaces, people should be willing to show proof of COVID vaccination. Next one. Refusing to take a COVID vaccine was an egregious violation of public health and safety. Next one. If it hadn't been for the unvaccinated, the pandemic would have ended long ago. Except more people in the hospital and dying from COVID are fully vaccinated. Never mind. I'm not supposed to be answering these. Next one. Millions of lives were saved because of COVID vaccines. Next one. The federal government should be the deciding authority for pandemic response management. No. I'm going to tell you something. Reading that list of questions without being able to answer them, and I really tried. I snuck a couple in there, but I didn't have any choice, okay? I had to or I was going to explode. If you go through all of this, the day this broke out, before I or just about a gazillion other awake and aware people across the planet had done their research, I would have read this list and I would have said, oh yeah. Or I would have looked at some of these and gone, well, I know how it was in the past, but I don't know how it's going to be now. But I look at it today, and when I started laughing, I wasn't pretending. When I started choking, I really wanted to, but I was pretending. The point here is the reactions from a list like this today are nothing like they were 3 years ago. Okay? And I really want you to go in and read this lady's article. I'm telling you, this is a small book. It's almost 5,000 words. Is it worth it? Yes. Because what I'm going to do now is go over that same list, the same list you and I looked at 3 years ago and thought was reasonable. And this time I won't gag or laugh. This time let's talk about hindsight being 2020.
and do me and yourselves and your family a favor. The link will be there tomorrow in this article, to her article. Please go and read the entire thing. We don't have time in a three-hour show to give it justice. But this first box, this is the first box at the very top of her article, has more to say. But you have to know how to read it. So you all heard me go through it the first time. And I wanted you to fill in the blanks. Yes, no, or sometime. Now, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to tell you what I know or what I knew. As in the hindsight being 2020. As in, what do you think's happening? What do you think is happening to all of us all around you? What's the title for today's show? Choreographed global abuse. It's not overstated. And again, we just went through some of the points they used to open the gate and get it running. Answer the following statements, okay? And remember, this is the COVID-19 response self-assessment. Each and every one of you should be taking this yourself and recording your answers. Let's go through this. I wear a mask when I'm in public to keep myself and others safe. When COVID first came out, I was not aware of the limitations of a mask. Today, if you tell me if I wear a mask, it's going to keep me from making other people sick. I'm going to tell you, you have no clue what you're talking about, especially when the most widely seen masks are cloth masks. Basically, if you took a virus and you put it in your hand, and I think you've all heard me say this before, and you held a cloth mask up and you dropped it, that virus going through a pore in that mask would be like a BB pack passing through a hula hoop. Masks don't do anything to keep viruses from spreading. What they do, because of the moisture that accumulates on them, is they cause, especially young children and elderly adults, to constantly rebreathe for all of their waking hours the toxins their body has been trying to get rid of. When you inhale, you take in what your body needs. When you exhale, you get rid of what it don't need no more or what it don't want. And if you put a mask on somebody and there's a lot of moisture in your voice, how much of your breath do you think you rebreathe? Or how much of what is in your breath gets caught on that mask and you suck it back in? Yeah, suck it up. It is extremely unhealthy. Anybody, I dare you to go look online. Show me where I'm wrong. I'm not. It is extremely unhealthy, especially for elderly and young children, but actually for anybody to wear a mask full time. They were never designed for full time wear. They will damage you. How many of you knew that 3 years ago? But a lot of us know that today, don't we? Hindsight, 2020. I took a COVID shot, next one, to protect my loved ones and the vulnerable. I have been anti-vaccine my entire aware of vaccines life. So that's not a real good question for me, but let me put it from an average perspective, okay? I took a COVID shot to protect my loved ones and the vulnerable. If I had a family and I was worried about my family, I may very well have done that way back when that vaccine, again, not me, I never would have taken the vaccine, but someone else, you know, you've never heard anything bad about the vaccine. It's super tech. They rushed it to market. American ingenuity. It's going to save billions of lives. Make sure you protect you and your family. So you stepped up to do it and to make sure that you didn't, without knowing it, pass this killer virus to those walking near you, those innocent people who should never have been exposed. So I took the shot. I took the damn shot. The only thing is, today, we know for a fact that the shot will not keep you from getting COVID. What? We know for a fact that the shot will not keep you from transmitting COVID. What? Then it must be saying that your body has the ability to store COVID. What? What is the definition of a vaccine? The definition of a vaccine all the way up until the COVID pandemic was: a vaccine does not allow your body to acquire a virus, thus your body cannot store the virus, thus you cannot transmit the virus. That is the definition of a vaccine. We know the COVID vaccine will not keep your body from getting it, will not keep your body from storing it, and will not keep you from giving it to the guy sitting next to you. It won't. So what good is it? You just won't feel as bad when you get COVID. That's it. Mandatory vaccines, destroyed jobs, kids kicked out of school, all because they wouldn't take a vaccine that wouldn't do what it had to do to keep them in school anyway. I hope you understood that, people. How about hindsight 2020? Do you think the guy who said, "I took the COVID shot to protect my loved ones and the vulnerable," then would say the same thing today? I don't think so. When I'm out in public, I physically distance myself from people I don't know. If you wish to tear down a society, one of the first things you do is you tear down the personal bonds. One of the next things you do is you make it almost offensive to be too close to someone you don't know. The more antisocial you make a society, the easier you make it for a society to self-destruct. Social distancing had no positive results, and it was never a good idea. But back then, we all did it, didn't we? And again, I'm not talking about me, but I would say 99% of this country did it because they wanted to save their life and everybody else's life. I have gone through only 4 points out of maybe, I don't know, at least 15 points. Let's do another one, okay? The lockdowns and restrictions were necessary to slow the spread. Well, we know for a fact that masks don't work. That didn't slow the spread. We know for a fact that social distancing didn't work. That didn't slow the spread. Staying in my house and telling me I can't go to work, or telling me unless I've got a vaccine I can't go get food in my family, telling me all of these things had been figured out in a pre-scamdemic run called Event 201. And they knew exactly what it would take to build, to tear down the bonds of a close-knit society like America had become just prior to Joe Biden taking office. Regardless of what anybody says, if you take a look at the statistics, okay, every ethnic group in this country was doing better than it had ever done. We had the strongest economy we had had in generations, and I could go on and on. But once you put the lockdowns into place and once you put the restrictions into place, you totally changed America. You totally changed it. I would like each and every one of you to go to her article and finish this okay? Lori's article. There is one called I'm So Grateful I Got the Vaccines. And the next one's Some Mistakes Were Made. The next one, the Centers for Disease Control. The next one, the Center for Food and Drug Administration. These are the points that this supposed therapist will ask you in questions you should answer yes or no. And then people like you who listen to shows like mine are not idiots. You are self-educated. A lot of the things I'm talking to you about, you have some knowledge about. Go take this test tomorrow. Anytime after noon tomorrow on the LibertyBeacon.com, okay, go to the show. It's published every Monday prior to noon, and it is, of course, TLB Talk Radio. Click on the big banner. That article will open up. Her article will be right below the embedded show. Click on it and take this test. It will blow you away. Because what you're going to end up by doing is exactly what I just dragged you through. And you won't have to put up with me for the rest of it, okay? What did I drag you through? Hey, I showed you things we believe because we had no choice 3 years ago, or because they made sense 3 years ago. And we look at them today and we realize that they held the key to the destruction of the American culture, to the destruction of the American economy, to the destruction of the American military, to the destruction of the American, I don't know, leadership globally. Would you like me to go on? Tell me which one I'm wrong about. What one event could have been responsible for everything I just told you, except this choreographed event? Name one, any. Name any event that has ever affected this planet with such severity and totality other than the great flood of biblical times. And I'm not joking. Please go and read her article. Please listen to this. Please go to the LibertyBeacon.com tomorrow. Open up the show article. If you want to listen to the show again, fine. Pass it around, fine. But click on her article, open it up, and take the test right up at the time. Thank you, everybody, for listening and having the patience you have with me. I'll talk to you again next week.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.